Hello, and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, While It Is Still Warm.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say peace to this household. If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him, but if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, The kingdom of God is at hand for you. Each Good Friday morning, though a treasured day off from school, the seven of us were up and dressed by 6 or 6:30 a.m., even earlier if possible. The hot cross buns, just taken out of the oven, were getting their final strokes of icing glaze. Mom looked up at the seven of us and announced our sending. Jessica, Lisi, take these to Mrs. Howard. Monica and Paul, these go to the Turleys. Celeste and Ramona, this is for the Hattendors. Frank, you run these next door to the Stevens and then get right back. We have some for the Catherwoods. Okay. Now, when they come to the door, tell them to eat it now, while it is still warm. Don't dawdle on the way. They'll get cool. And come right back. There are more to be delivered. Now go. Being sent to the doors of our neighbors' houses with the sweet warmth of Mom's hot cross buns was a thrill. Each step, no matter the weather, was sheer anticipatory delight. Mom sent seven. In Luke chapter 9, Jesus sent the 12. 12 to the people of Israel. Now, as chapter 10 opens, he sends 72 to every nation on the earth. Being sent is one thing, but being sent with good news, with a treasure still warm to be opened and shared, well, it can take your breath away and put wings on your feet. As one being sent, we listen very carefully to every word. Every detail matters because this is urgent. Time matters. Lives matter. Carry no money bag, no sack. Greet no one along the way, no dawdling. Eat what is set before you. Tell them to eat them while they are still warm. Even though Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, heading in the direction of complete self-gift, he is unshaken in his overwhelming conviction of the urgency to commission others to bring glad tidings to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, to help the blind recover their sight and set the oppressed free. It is as if this is still warm in his hands. It is morning and time to wake up. Time to wake our friends, our neighbors, the strangers, foes, to rouse all, to see the reign of God right here, right now, possible, present, real. Today, Jesus sends us with the very first words he will speak as his resurrected self. Peace. Peace to you. Peace to your household. This is what being unencumbered can do. What having no money bag, no sack of any of this or any of that can offer. No preconceived notions, no comparisons of accomplishments and failures, no pointing to the extreme right or the extreme left, no Christians or non-Christian, no blaming. Nothing to trip us on the way, to sprain our ankles or harden our hearts. Leaving these craters behind, we are now free to climb up out of our own pits. We are sent. We are the 7, the 12, the 72, standing in the light of Christ, breathing in a life that never ends. We are wide awake, full of the energy of commitment. We discover what we do have is indeed peace. And we can hand this peace to those we meet today, wherever we are. We can hand it to them and urge them to eat of it. And we can eat of it with them while it is still warm. Right out of our hearts. Right out of the same Christ urgency to share the freedom in being found loved. As we too set our faces to Jerusalem, intent on loving as we know we are loved. Then, friends, we will know the kingdom of God is at hand. We will be the presence of the kingdom of God at hand.